This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Philadelphia Wings head coach Paul Day. His squad getting ready for a back-to-back matchup. Up first, they will visit New England on Saturday night, and then on Sunday, they will host Rochester. And before we look ahead, let's look back at coach teams playing well. 3-1, fighting for the division lead. This will be a big one on Saturday night to help start to form that race. What's worked so far this year? What's clicked for the group?
I mean, I think, you know, we brought in some new goaltenders. Zach Higgins has been very good for us. I think that's been our backbone. And defensively, we've brought quite a bit of depth in, and we had a few injuries early, but we've been able to, you know, some young guys step in. Alex Pace, our first draft pick this year, has played the last three games, played quite well. So we've got some depth this year, and our offense just seemed to start to click. In New York, we had 15 there two weeks ago, and then we had 18 at home against Vancouver. So, you know, we're getting better every week, and I think that's, you know, for a team that has, you know, all of our defense except one is under 26 years old. So they're growing together, and, you know, we're getting off to a nice start here.
Yeah, and how much of it is you talk about, you know, more depth, stuff like that, and maybe having more talent, but how much of it is the guys start to taste wins and starts to roll downhill and the confidence grows? How much of it is physical and how much of it is mental?
Definitely a great vibe. The energy, you know, in Calgary, it was a great lacrosse game in Calgary, one with, you know, 1.8 second against the defending champ, so. It was a great feel that night. It was one of the best lacrosse games I've been involved in. It was almost like a playoff game. Both goaltenders, Higgins for us, made 48 saves. Their goalie made 47. Both offenses were getting great chances. Goalies were making saves. So that game was key for us. And, you know, from there, the guys just, you know, they started to believe. And they worked so hard that night to get that win. And, you know, when you're playing in Calgary against 14,000 people in places going crazy, and it's a great lacrosse game, that energy definitely carried over. And you know, we've done a pretty good job with you know, game planning each week, and I think a lot of it has to do with our experience too. We've got guys that are in their second year. Trevor Baptiste is having right now a career year. He's a goal a game guy, coming off the faceoffs, playing great defense and being physical. So that experience, you know, the obstacles that were in our way last year as an expansion team, we've been able to turn that into experience. And, you know, this is the way we do it on video or in communication or in practice, so that we do it the right way this year. So I think that's huge, is the experience and the energy.
Let's talk about the front end of this back-to-back. New England, they are setting the pace right now in the division, 3-0. You're a half game behind them. What's New England doing well?
You know, their offense, it's the best in the league because they're pretty dynamic. They've got six guys and score a lot of goals. They're averaging 15 goals a night, and they're pretty physical. They're similar to us. The ball moves well, but they're a physical group. So they're a young, fast team, and, you know, similar to us, they went on the road and won their first two games on the road, and then came home and played New York. So they went to Toronto and won. They went to Saskatoon and won. Pretty tough buildings to play in. So, and they're a group that, you know, this is their third year together, third or fourth year. So them and Halifax have been the two best teams in the NLL. And, you know, the three of us have been, you know, the three hottest teams coming in with, you know, at least three victories in a row. So it's going to be a good test for us. But, you know, we matched up well with them last year. We won two of the three against them. So we'll use some of that confidence and, you know, start this week on the right track on the road.
And what's the biggest challenge these back-to-backs face? Opposed to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's great when we're playing another team that's back-to-back. Rochester's playing at home against Calgary, and then they'll bus, you know, during the night, same as us. So, you know, sleep's limited, but The great thing is we've got depth to, you know, put some fresh legs in on Sunday. So, you know, most of us are guys that are working all week and training all week. So playing back-to-back is, you know, it's a great feeling that you're, you know, it's as close as we get to being a pro athlete, where you travel together, play, and then you come home, play another game. And I mean, I think, you know, we really enjoy the fact that we get to play two games on a weekend. You know, at some point I would love for us every weekend to play, you know, a Thursday, Saturday, or Friday, Sunday, and you know, get some more games for fans to watch, because it's such a great game. So, you know, we're going to really enjoy our first back-to-back, and it's great that we're coming home to play the second part of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.